when they treated with the government, what they did was at that time they had agreed every year to make a payment to purchase this land. Well, when this came about, there's all this land that's sitting there idle, doing nothing. We can develop it, which is very true. The white folks are prone to developing. There's no question about it. So they started crowding into the reservation. And, of course, the Dakotas at that time thought, well, okay, that's not no big deal, you know. But they have to understand that's our land. Well, the more they let him in, the more they wanted. But that's not the whole issue. Between the state and the feds, then they finally made a pact, okay, annuities are paid once a year. Why don't you hold the annuities, create problems? That's how it all began. Okay, true, to this degree, that some young bucks did kill some settlers. But the point is, they were hungry, they were starving, because they were not allowed to go off the ridge to hunt. So when the game left for the plains, they had nothing left. So when this family was killed, of course, the U.S. got into the act immediately. When you know how fast a government reacts to anything, when they're ready to go, you know damn well that they were already prepared to do that. By virtue of the fact that they withheld annuities, not just 1 year, not just 2 years, 3 years, no annuities. Meanwhile, then you say, where the heck's my money? You know, we made a pact, and you're not paying it. And meanwhile, your white farmers and your white lumber people, they're crowding into our land and taking what's basically ours. That's what started a whole damn war.